I think it's about choices. The RCMP, that is something, when you apply in our recruiting personnel will tell you that you have to be prepared to serve anywhere in Canada. And that is, you know, we can't get around that. That's something that we require. How do you balance that? I mean, I listen to stories of some officers, their family, their wives, their kids, follow them everywhere, and it's very rewarding. It's a very rewarding situation. However, I went in training with majority of my troop was French, and they were all sent out west, and the majority of them quit because, you know, their families, they come from Quebec, and that's their culture there, where they were raised, and then they just, it was such a culture shock. So, yes, you do have to, you know, you have to have a vision. You know, if you're married, you have to have a real firm commitment, and it's a decision for your family if you apply to the RCMP, because it may mean something, like, depending on your perspective, some incredibly great postings. You know, the Yukon, you know, I don't know if you've ever been up to Callaway, some of these places are just incredible to work and live. However, your family has to be in agreement. If it's not, you know, I didn't get divorced for that. However, I've seen families break down because of those type of issues, that the spouse was not prepared to go or did not like where they were sent in the country. So how do you balance it? You know, when you talk about a career in the RCMP, and if you are married, it has to be a family decision. You have to keep that in mind. You have to balance what your spouse does. I don't think it makes much sense to join the RCMP and then your wife's a doctor and she, or a teacher or whatever she may do or he may do, and have to give up their profession. So it has to be a joint decision, and you have to balance that. Because nobody wants to see any family breakdown, especially when there's children involved. So if you're going into the RCMP, I was single, so at the time, anywhere in Canada was fine with me. However, if you're married, you should be making those decisions jointly.